Hello and welcome to the Self-Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a psychotherapist, life coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and I am here to help share my wisdom of all things self-love, why you might not have it, how you can get more of it, and also mine and my clients' journeys with exploring the same. Today's episode is all about speaking your truth. Whenever we want something to become real in our life or we desire change, speaking your truth is one of the actions that you will need to take to be able to get where you want to be. Something that I have worked with every single client that I've been honored to hold space for, what always comes up is them landing in their own truth and then how they can express their boundaries, their needs, their desires, their wants in a way that feels safe on the inside. And that means it doesn't create fear that blocks them from having those conversations, or it doesn't create fear that has them running away from relationships or running away from speaking to people. We all have these blocks, and these blocks are given to us by our belief systems. It's not okay for me to feel this way. It's not okay for me to speak up about this. They're the kind of things that run through our mind. We feel ashamed. We feel embarrassed. We feel like we won't fit in if we speak up. We feel like we will lose friends. We feel like we will lose family. We feel like we will get blamed. We feel all of those things. That runs through your mind at a billion miles an hour. What it presents itself as is not speaking your truth, people pleasing, staying and coasting through something because you won't speak up your desires to want something different. It will also show up as you not identifying with your truth. I know this for many years, I didn't identify with my truth. And my truth was, I didn't necessarily want the 2.4 children scenario, the house, the job, the permanence, and all of those things that most people strive for in life. And that's absolutely okay if that's a desire and that's what you truly want. But we're told that that's what we should be doing. We're told that we should leave school and we should go into education and we should do X, Y, Z. So from an early age, we often find it really difficult to speak up. I've had to face a lot of truths in the last 7 years, and I've had to really own those truths and start to create boundaries, start to have different conversations. I've changed location. I've done so many different things. Some of these are not about necessarily finding my truth in that, but it's following my truth. It's honoring myself. I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And knowing that, you know, like, for example, moving to a different city, I could quite easily have thought, well, no, because I won't be near my friends and this will happen and this will happen and this person won't be happy. But fundamentally, I reasoned that who's really going to fall out with me because I want to move location? Who is not going to be happy about it? Who, if somebody loves me unconditionally, they're going to want me to feel happy, so they're going to support it. And honestly, since I've been living in a different city for the last 2 years, I've seen my friends more, not less, and I get quality time with them now, and it's completely different. It's changed the dynamic of my friendships. I knew that following my truth would be safe for me. And I had to learn that on the inside. I had to unravel a lot. I had to go through therapy. I had to understand myself and my truth and how to start speaking that. When I started speaking my truth and I started to create boundaries and I started to do my life differently, it came out very much as kind of boundary vomit, right? It was messy and hard and awkward. But we have to take that courageous first step into speaking truth. We have to. Because if we don't do it really badly, we'll never do it, right? It's not something that goes perfectly smoothly the first time we start to do these things. But the most important thing is you do it. If you feel something, if something's not right for you, if you can speak up a proportion of your truth, do it. Because it's not about the outcome, it's about the action. And yes, of course, you might say something and someone might not be happy. You've got to be able to do the work to land in, what if they aren't happy? How is that my fault? How is me speaking my truth my fault for how they feel? We've got to get super comfortable with that. Otherwise, you'll just never do it. You'll just please everybody around you. You won't ever step into your own truth and you won't manifest what it is you want in your life. Whenever I talk about manifestation, I'm not talking about manifesting the big stuff. I'm talking about manifesting less anxiety, moving out of depression, moving through post-traumatic stress, moving through trauma. I'm talking about manifesting a different reality. And for all of that, you need to own and speak your truth to yourself and then start to realize how that affects your life and who and how you need to speak to people, what boundaries you need to create. I gave a really simple analogy in a post earlier on Instagram today, which I want to share with you. And the post said, it's not impossible to manifest coffee in a place that only sells tea. The quickest way to find out is to ask. And I'm going to give you this surface level analogy about what is seemingly nothing, but has so much meaning. Let's say I'm in a little village and I really want a coffee. All that's around are tea shops. But I don't do tea, I only do coffee. Hopes shattered, I go into a tea shop. And all that's on the menu is tea, tea, tea. For goodness sake, I think, gonna have to have tea. So I order the tea that I don't want, feeling a tad disappointed. The tea arrives. It tastes like something I don't like. Someone else walks in. Same kind of look as I had. Bemused. Needing coffee. I know the signs. I laugh as they ask for a coffee. Don't they know the rules? It's TTT in here. Lo and behold, he's met with a sympathetic ear. The tea shop owner does sell coffee to those in dire need. It's just not on the menu. I sit and blame the tea shop owner, inwardly musing how ridiculous the system is and how it should be on the menu. Instead of taking responsibility for not asking and learning a valuable lesson. You see, what we want in life isn't always on the menu. And we need to find the courage to ask to get what we desire. There is no menu that's fixed in life. And you only really manifest in life what it is you desire, what changes that you want in your life. You only really get them when you start to say, this is what I want. Because the second you do that, you put it, not only put it energetically out into the universe, but you also put it out to the people around you. You also let somebody else know who you truly are. And that somebody else might become a lifelong friend, might become an intimate partner, might become somebody that influences your life for a short time. Speaking up is hard, but it's one of the best things that you will ever learn to do. I, of course, will be speaking about speaking your truth in my online masterclass, 1st of January, 2024. I also speak about it on my one-to-ones with clients as well. And I want you to know that both of those things are available to you if you're listening to this before the 1st of January, 2024, of course. Pop into my show notes, click the link for the masterclass. If it's after that time and you're listening to this, this podcast obviously is still relevant. But if you click the link, it'll guide you towards my weekly emails. And also you can contact me if you want to think, you know, inquire about working one-to-one. If you want to work on speaking your truth and nailing your truth as well, just really finding out who you are. What is your truth? What is it that I want? What is it I desire? What is it I need? That is your truth, and that's the truth of who you are. Please do drop into the show notes, connect with me however you want to connect with me. But if I'm going to give you anything to take away from this podcast today, it's learn how to say your truth, learn how to ask, know that it's safe to do so, and start to create, you know, what it is that you want in your life by defining who you are, what your truth is. I hope this has been a good exploration for you, and I can't wait to be with you again very, very soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. If you could like, subscribe, share, or recommend this podcast, I would be super, super grateful. My aim is to get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So doing any of those things will help me to help as many people as possible. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Bye for now.